Henry's going to take the Wildcat snap here. He's got it running to his left side. Henry looking for the edge. He's got it. Touchdown, Titans. Derrick Henry out of the Wildcat with a three-yard touchdown run, and that'll tie the game. 6:07 to go in the second quarter. 6-6 with the extra point coming up. They love it here in Nashville.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
Remember when I got a great number on the Titans against the Bengals in the divisional rounds and they lost outright? That was fun. Stupid team. So it was really aggravating. Yes, fun times. Nick Costas, Will Brinson here with you on You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network as we finish our discussion week one in the National Football League over the course of the show. Ryan McDonough coming up 20 minutes from now. Greg Wyshynski in hour number three. James Mazzola, hour number three. Power Hour, final hour featuring all our bets for tonight. You heard the voice of Mike Keith there on the Titans Radio Network talking about Derrick Henry. We'll get to the Titans and the Giants in a second, and I actually think, like, that this is a bet that I really like. Like, and I don't like all the games we've talked about. I think I've kind of made that clear. Like, sort of maybe dig some of them, maybe others not so much. Like, I wouldn't bet the Eagles-Lions game. I do have a bet that I like in the Giants-Titans game. Obviously, a lot of time before the season starts. But before we do Titans-Giants, do want to give you the opportunity, Will, without me interrupting you, to talk about why you think the Lions are doing things the right way and why you like them a little bit more than most do heading into the season.
Well, I mean, I just think you look at the way that they're built. Like, they try hard for Dan Campbell. They have a reasonably competent offensive scheme. They don't give up on games. They lost a ton of one-score games. I believe they're the only team in NFL history to lose back-to-back games on 50-plus yard field goals as time expired in the history of football.
And one was by Tucker for like 85.
Yeah, second longest field goal ever kicked. Maybe the longest field goal ever kicked. You look at the way they've invested in this roster, and it's like a lot of first-round picks going into the offensive line and a lot of high draft picks going to the defensive line and that front seven. You know, the Jeff Okuda pick is still up in the air, but not looking great. I don't think the defense is going to be – I think this is going to be a fun team. I think, like, it's going to be a fun team in 2022. The offense – if Jameson Williams is – if they use him correctly, the offense to me just looks like it can be like an explosive offense. Like,
it can be fun, for sure.
Yeah. And then the defense is going to have players up front, even though the back end still – like, they can end up in a bunch of shootouts, which I think will make them a very intriguing team for the season.
I agree. So I think we're both kind of on the same page. Will likes the Eagles a little bit more than I do. Currently 4-point favorites on the road at the Lions in week number one. Titans and Giants in the Music City. Titans a 6.5-point favorite. Total sitting at 44.5 right now. The head coaching debut of Brian Daboll for the Giants. We'll see what his offense looks like here with Daniel Jones as the trigger man instead of Josh Allen. And the Tennessee Titans here with Ryan Tannehill back under center after his nightmare performance in the divisional round against the aforementioned Cincinnati Bengals. Derrick Henry's back, but gone are A.J. Brown, now a Philadelphia Eagle. Julio Jones currently a free agent. Robert Woods and Treylon Burks look to be the top two receivers here for a Titans team that I think a lot of people expect will not going to be as good as the team last year that I had home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs and lost in round number two. So 6.5, Titans and Giants, 44.5. What do you got?
So I like, we were talking about, we were like going through the schedule and like ranking, I was like ranking primetime games. We're talking about on the Pick Six Pod doing like, you know, the best, like, all right, here's like some of the best Monday Night Football games. Here's some of the best Thursday Night Football games, some of the best Sunday Night Football games. And I got a ton of crap for not including more Titans games. And I don't know. I think
the reason you have like a long-standing beef with Titans fans on Twitter, right? Like that's a thing that you have.
No.
What fan base hates you?
The Bears.
Okay, Bears. Okay, I got it confused. I knew a fan base despised you.
The 49ers didn't like me either until last year, but that's
okay, good. All right. So like I don't understand why do people want you to pick Titans games?
I don't know. They were like, they're just like, no respect for the Titans. They take down teams all the time in prime time. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you traded A.J. Brown. Like, what's exciting about this Titans team?
Nothing.
Like a banged up Derrick Henry coming back.
Like, at some point, he's not going to be Derrick Henry anymore.
And it happened last year. It started to happen last year. Also, again, I would like to point out that you traded A.J. Brown. Like he's one of the most exciting receivers in football. He didn't want to be traded. You just wouldn't pay him what top receivers want to be paid. And you traded A.J. Brown. Like, I think that's my beef. Like, he made them so exciting. Like, if you get the ball in A.J. Brown's hands, you never knew what he was going to do.
Yeah, he was maddening at times in fantasy for whatever the record. They couldn't get him the ball or whatever, that prehistoric offense.
I'm not sure that's the A.J. Brown thing. Right, exactly.
So look, you're right. Obviously, the team is not as exciting. I don't think they'll be as good this year. And I guess kind of like my thought on this game dovetails in with that. Like, I don't think this number could ever be 6.5. I don't think it could ever be 6. My number in the game is Titans -5. Like, I think Tennessee should be favored. We can certainly have that conversation. I don't think the Giants should be favored. I don't think it should be 3. I don't think it should be 3.5. Like, Titans 5 is my number. Giants 6.5. Like, I'm into that, man, catching 6.5 with Big Blue here. I think the Giants are going to be a good amount better than they were last year. It's not the same thing as, like, the Urban Meyer situation in Jacksonville. Like, Judge isn't that, even though he was incompetent. He wasn't, like, Urban Meyer. Like, just any other coach coming in, I feel like, has to be a massive upgrade over Joe Judge. So, I like the Giants here, Will. It would be probably, at this point in time, one of my favorite bets of week one.
I think you can talk me into that. I mean, the concerns with the Giants would be, I guess, the weapons for Daniel Jones. But if we believe that...
They've got some good ones, no?
No.
I mean, I like Tony.
Sure.
Galladay literally can't be worse than he was last season. Like, it's impossible. Sterling Shepard's back, which is weird because I think, like, I don't know. I think he's a little superfluous. But are you a Wandale Robinson guy? Like, I kind of like one the second round pick. Ricky Seals-Jones, a tight end. Saquon, who's like, shouldn't have been the second overall pick, but isn't bad.
You throw out Ricky Seals-Jones?
I mean, he is their starting tight end. Good pass catching tight end.
Ricky Seals-Jones. I mean, I think we are at a bridge too far for a lot. I mean, the weapons look nicer than they've been. How about that?
Sure. But I think Tony's going to be awesome.
If Daboll knows what he's doing and can coach this team up, right? And they have good weapons. Are we just going to lose a run here? Oh, he held it.
No, it's bases loaded, nobody out for Michaelis right now. Not great.
Not great. We need a double play. We need a triple play.
Strikeout double play would be ideal. Or pop-up double play.
Triple play.
Triple play would be the most ideal, but I think we're probably asking for too much. I got a triple play this season already on the team that I bet on. So I might be triple played out for a little bit right now.
Yeah, you might be triple played out for like for the rest of your life.
So you'd be on the Giants potentially also here?
I think I'm getting on board with the Giants more than I was previously, yes.
Like at 6.5, like if the number were 5.5, sure. I pass.
I think the Lions, are like a little live to win the division.
The Giants are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
If Joe Judge is as bad as we think, and Dable's as good as he's shown as in, like he can be like a similar level of coach that he was to an offensive coordinator, then it's not outrageous to suggest that they could take a big leap forward. And maybe the Cowboys are bad, and maybe the Eagles don't take. And maybe the Eagles are just sort of like a 8-9 win teams. You know.
I refuse to let myself like get too excited about the Giants right now. But Giants, I feel like this number's wrong. I do feel like it should be less than this. Michaelis has no control right now. We're in big trouble here. 3-0 with the bases loaded to Jankowski. You bet with Nick and Will here on a terrific Tuesday. BetQL Network breaking down week one in the NFL. Let's close this hour, Will, with one more game. And I think you made a really good point when we initially discussed this game last week on the Packers and Vikings. I said I think the game should be maybe like the Vikings as a small favorite. And you're like, well, it's Kevin O'Connell's first game as a head coach against Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, who have had a lot of success, obviously, here. Curious if you still hold that opinion. Packers 1.5 right now at the Vikings in week one. Total of the game is at 49.
Yeah, I want to, I'll probably bet the Packers on them. I mean, you can take the Packers -1.5, I guess, or the money line. Aaron Rodgers owns this team. Like he just beats the Vikings repeatedly over and over again. I'm guessing there's a run scored there.
Run scored. Ball hit the umpire, which would have been a double play ball, and it like scored it out, and they only got one out because of it.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Yeah, so 1-0 right now, runners on the corner, so we're still okay. Yeah, the umpire, it bounced off. It's Michaelis' fault. It bounced off.
Yeah, it bounced off his glove, yeah.
Okay.
We're like,
for people listening in podcast form, they're like, why are these guys talking about a game that's a day old? But yeah. Go ahead, with the Packers and Vikings.
Yeah, I look, Green Bay is just a better team by a substantial margin. Green Bay has won 13 games 3 straight years. They dominate in their division. Aaron Rodgers loves nothing more than to beat up divisional opponents. He loves nothing more than to go in and let everyone know that he's going to dominate a divisional opponent. And his career stats without Davante Adams are actually great. And they're going to run the ball over Minnesota, whose defense does not look like it would be that good. Probably lean towards the over here as well. But then who knows with, you know, this new coaching staff and how they're going to, you know, first game as a head coach. And, you know, I would be surprised if the Vikings offense isn't much better than it has been the last few years, especially in terms of being aggressive early on. But let's not forget, Kevin O'Connell comes from the Sean McVay, you know, like maybe he won't be aggressive. Maybe he'll be closer to Mike Zimmer than people expect.
The offense, well, I think, until like it gets to like the big spots in the game, and then he kind of dials it back.
Right. Well, he's not like aggressive. He's just like not Mike Zimmer. He's like has a good offense.
I hate Mike Zimmer. I don't even want to hear that name ever again. He's maddening. I think this game should be a pick 'em. I think I'm in on the Vikings here. Actually,
I mean, but what is the 1.5 give you versus the pick 'em?
I'm just saying that like I think the game should be a pick 'em. I like the Vikings a little bit.
So you like the Vikings to lose by one?
I think the Vikings are going to win.
I do not think that.
I think the Vikings are going to win the game.
I think the Packers will win by 10.
Kevin, from Mike Zimmer to anyone has to be a major upgrade.
Kevin O'Connell
is like, oh boy. Oh God. Okay. Caught at the wall. All right. We escaped with only one run here. So it's 1-0 after two. Now. Jake, very happy as well with his Cardinals bet. It looked like it was gone, but it was like floating out towards the wall.
So, all right. So what you just did, my buddy, Franklin, he's, I should probably not have used his name, but whatever. He was down with his family. I think this. I'll tell this story quickly. They're down at like this beach place in South Carolina, and they've gone and bought a bunch of fireworks. And he's got like everybody around. He's like, "All right, everyone, kids, this is a black cat, or like something like that, like something basic." And he lights it and he throws it on the ground, and he goes, just like you did right now. He goes, "Oh boy." Oh God! And then all of a sudden, it's like a bottle rocket, and it's exploding all over the place as they're being filming it.
Yeah, I try and stay away from fireworks the best.
Oh boy! Oh God!
I think that the move from Zimmer to O'Connell, it has to be an upgrade because Zimmer was so bad.
It's like a black Vikings, to a bottle rocket.
Black, yeah, exactly. And the Vikings defense is going to be healthier this season. Like they obviously fortified it in the NFL draft. I love Lewisine, the safety they took out of Georgia. I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Lewisine, right?
Yep.
Lewisine.
He was the number one candidate for Roger Goodell to screw up the pronunciation.
And didn't, which is a pretty big miracle. I want to touch a little bit more on the Vikings and Packers coming up in hour number two. Hour one done, hour two for you on the other side. And we will begin it talking about the NBA Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. Odyssey Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough joins the show.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.